Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with sophomore Anna Miller. Anna, thank you very much for joining us. I want to go back to the end of last season, finishing your freshman season, and knowing that you had your sophomore season ahead. Talk about your preparations for this year's girls' soccer season.
Yeah, well, so during the end of the season, I was having troubles with my hips, so I finally got that whole thing taken care of and ended up having a torn labrum. Had surgery for that. So then all winter long, basically, I've just been recovering and, you know, getting back in shape for the spring season that, you know, unfortunately was canceled. But yeah, that was, it was tough. But I mean, yeah, we've been just working and trying to put in the work to get back ready for our season that we're hoping for next spring.
Well, I know recovering from an injury like that isn't easy, especially when you're trying to, you know, get better at your game as well. So talk about your experiences kind of with rehab and how that went at Indianola.
Yeah, so I did go to physical therapy for a while. That was pretty nice. So they helped me rebuild strength and stuff, and then I'm no longer in physical therapy. So I just do some workouts every day. I try to get on the elliptical to rebuild cardio, work back up my conditioning, and I've learned that there's some things I can't do anymore, like certain workouts, because my hips just crack too much and it causes too much pain. But I mean, it was tough, but I've gotten used to it, and it's a heck of a lot better now, that's for sure.
All right, good to hear. We'll talk a little bit about your personal goals coming into the season. Something I've heard a lot about as far as team goals was to just win some more games, but was there anything you were targeting for yourself?
Oh, yeah, for sure it was winning more games. That was a big goal. Another goal for me was scoring goals. I wanted to score a couple, you know, and I wanted to just get more assists, too, because I'm an outside mid. So sending in those crosses for the forwards to finish, that was another big goal of mine, too. Just finishing the games strong, putting in the effort we needed to win our games, and, you know, just coming together as a team to reach all of our goals.
All right. Well, talk a little bit about team culture. I know the girls' soccer team is, from everyone I've talked to, has just said it's a very close team, a very welcoming team. So talk about your experiences as far as the team culture.
Yeah, team culture. It is a pretty nice team. Everyone gets along pretty well. We try to, for the most part, drama stays off the field. We come together as a team when needed, well, pretty much all the time, actually. Team dinners are always a blast because everyone's just there to have fun, talk about the sport, get together, win, you know. Everyone's there for fun. No one's there to be rude to each other. Everyone's just for a fun time to have a good, you know, good laughs. Game days are the best because everyone gets that special game day hype and the butterflies, and it's just an exciting thing to see everyone get ready, and especially people that's their first time starting. You know, it's just exciting to see everyone come together as one and put in the work and hopefully get the results we want out of it.
All right. Well, I know it's not an easy subject to talk about, but when the season was canceled, you knew that the seniors wouldn't be able to get to play. So kind of talk about your experiences with them and making sure that they get that send-off.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking for me, especially because my brother's a senior too. So knowing that his season was canceled and they were going to have a good season too. So just knowing that all the seniors weren't going to get that final time on the field really put things into perspective for me, realizing that I needed to be more grateful for the things that I had, and, you know, just being thankful of giving these opportunities, and that knowing one day I might not have that chance again. And I just felt so bad for all the seniors because, you know, they didn't know this was going to happen. They were expecting to have their final send off, their big bang, you know, and then it was just taken away from them like that without really anything to make up for it. So it was just heartbreaking for everyone.
All right. Well, last question before we let you go is, what do you want to do over the off season now that you are healthy and you have that full off season to prepare?
I just want to get together with some teammates, you know, get the team bonding back together, put our team together so we can come back stronger next spring. And hopefully win some more games, because I know that's what everyone's hoping for. And I just hope we can all get together here soon and put in the work and reach our goals and have a great season.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.